What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm your co-host, Mark Moore, along with my wife here, Kathy.
Hello.
Who's the other co-host. So how are you doing today, Kathy?
I'm doing great.
All righty. So today we're going to talk about something that happens for a lot of people in our area, is they move to our area. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think move to our area in a year?
Quite a few.
A lot. Mm-hmm. How many people do you insure that move to our area in the mountains?
Quite a few, yes.
Including who's going to move here pretty soon,
My parents, yes.
And so we've been looking at houses for them, mm-hmm. along with them. And how does your insurance going to transfer up here? They live in Florida. I'm actually a local, so Kathy's is from Florida. You've been here we've been married for 21 years, and you were here probably
23.
Yeah, so you've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're a mountain girl yet?
Yes, of course.
How so?
I just like being here, so okay. I love being here.
So I took Kathy four-wheel drive when we first got here, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, so how was that?
That was interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, okay. There's nowhere to do that in Florida unless you're out, I guess, on the beach or something, or you can't do that anymore, I guess. Mm-hmm. Could you drive on the beach when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's all changed now. Mm-hmm. So
Daytona, you can still do that.
Daytona, you still can? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
or used to.
Yeah, so we have a huge Florida clientele, mm-hmm. or people that moved here from other places. I've had people move from, I don't know how they find our area, but definitely a lot from Florida, definitely a lot from Metro Atlanta come up here. We've had people come in from just all over the country. I mean, it's really, I love living here. I hope people do too. It's in my home, and it certainly has changed a lot since I was a child. I grew up in Hayesville. The area is just not the same as it was years ago.
Mm-hmm. And it's changed even since I've been here.
Yeah, so, insurance perspective, things that we didn't have growing up, we didn't even have a homeowner association. We didn't have any type of condo or townhomes, or that would be very rare back when I was growing up. And a lot of people heated their house with wood stove. So from the insurance standpoint, things have definitely have changed to what they used to be. So let's say that you're maybe like your mom and dad, you're trying to move the area, looking at houses, and you're getting ready to sell your house and move to the mountains. Mm-hmm. What will you need as far as insurance, or what do you have to think about when you're making the move up to our area, Kathy? What do you think about?
Well, a lot of folks are having a hard time finding the houses that they want in our area because we have inventory is pretty low, from what I'm understanding from most of the real estate people I've been talking about. When they're looking at buying a house, of course, depending on where it's located, they're going to have to get, homeowner's policy, as well as if it's on the, the river, some flood insurance. But there's certain things that they need to look for, when they're leaving their other home, wherever it might be in Florida, when they leave or sell their house there and they cancel their insurance policy there, then they lose their liability and portions of their contents coverage.
That's where I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. So let's think about, okay, we were just thinking about considerations with your mom and dad. Okay, mm-hmm. they're showing their house, mm-hmm. and there's going to be people they don't know coming to their house to see things. One thing that I thought was a good measure is to go ahead and you trust people coming to your house, but you never know. Mm-hmm. I've encouraged Kathy's mom and dad to go ahead and just take their any valuables and put them in the safe deposit box. Mm-hmm. Get rid of things out of the house that mm-hmm. it could be looked at or
could be lifted out of the house while they're checking it out. Yes,
so it's unlikely, but it happened. But it could. I mean, we've had things disappear.
If a realtor is showing them, a reputable realtor is going to be with the client in the house. But if you're doing like an open house, that's where there could be multiple people there. That could be more of an issue.
So Kathy's mom was a little bit concerned
about
that.
Of that.
Yeah. So
to say the least.
So you get a contract on your house, you sell mm-hmm. your house. I've seen one just recently where the gentleman sold his house and he had a 45-day window to move out of the house. Mm-hmm. So we actually didn't initially cancel his policy, but we ended up writing him a tenant policy, which means that he's no longer the owner of the house. He occupies the house as a tenant, even though he's not really paying rent. It's still the same type of policy where it was covering him for his personal belongings and he had settled in this particular case. He said, yeah, I need $100,000. So we owe him a house or a policy for $100,000, where if something was to happen, he would have coverage.
You mean for contents? Yes.
Yeah. Contents for the house, what I'm trying
not
to say.
Not the property itself.
Not the property. But
he gets liability with that as
well. He also gets personal liability along with that. He's lost his what we call the insurable interest in the house. He's owning more, so he has no insurable interest in the house once he sold it. But he does have, obviously, he still owns his contents. And Kathy's correct about the personal liability. We don't have a lot of personal liability claims, but you could.
Right.
I think the worst one we had was years ago. Somebody shot somebody while deer hunting, and that's something that you do that you can be anything you do that you can be personally sued for. Could be a personal liability.
We've had liability claims on someone got on the golf course.
We had that one. My uncle in Atlanta had that one where somebody it was a bad. They went into I've mentioned it before on the air, but somebody swung a golf club and put somebody in a coma.
Right,
and that was. They got sued for that.
Well, it was accidental, of course, but they were liable for it because they did it. So
just for fun, we were looking at some homes here that Kathy's mom and dad were interested in maybe in looking at. And so I went ahead and we read some insurance policies for them just to compare. Mm-hmm. Kathy's mom and dad are paying how much in Florida for their policy?
Just their homeowner's policy?
Yeah.
About $8,000.
$8,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the house is insured for, but it's not like a mansion, folks. It's a very nice house. Kathy's dad built the house. It's got stucco walls inside. That what it is, stucco. It's a very well built solid house. But this would be, I feel I grew up middle class. I mean, Kathy's was probably grew up middle class as well. The house is immaculate. It's a great house, but it's amazing. Like. What they're having to pay for insurance. Mm-hmm. How many square feet is your mom's desk house? Do you know?
I'm not really sure. It's a 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bath. It's pretty big size. They have huge rooms. So they're
very
big,
nice house.
Very big, laid out ranch house. Yeah.
But $8,000, if we were paying $8,000 a premium.
But they're close to the water, the intercoastal.
That's they're in Florida.
Very close.
So you figure. You're paying $8,000 a year for homeowner's insurance. If that same house was here, because they were looking at a kind of a comparable house here in our area, and it was $1,700 for the homeowner's policy.
Just for the homeowner's policy.
Now, they also, in addition to what they're paying, they're also paying flood insurance. And they also have a separate wind policy in Florida because your homeowner's policy probably in Florida may not cover wind. So I think you're going to see people like Kay's mom and dad, they're realizing, hey, I can go live in a comparable house or even might want to downsize. And moving here, they're going to save somewhere. How much, Kathy, a year are we looking at saving?
A lot. $15,000, $16,000, $17,000.
Just in taxes and also.
Well, not taxes. That's just insurance.
Yeah, just also insurance and taxes. They're going to save a lot of money here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our older folks are, they've worked their job and they've retired and they have their Social Security and they've got their retirement.
Fixed income. Yeah.
And they always hear one on a fixed income. So it pays on your insurance to move here if you're in certain areas in Florida because the rates are so high down there.
Right.
And they're also.
Of course, the rates we were talking about, the coverages are the particular insurance really are for North Carolina versus Georgia. Georgia's premiums are higher than North Carolina.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. If you're
they're a lot
about,
cheaper than Florida, but they are higher, a lot higher, double or almost, depending on where it's at, or triple.
Yeah, if you're thinking about moving here, you will pay a lower rate for insurance in North Carolina.
Yes.
Than Georgia.
The cost of living is cheaper in North Carolina than it is Georgia.
Yeah. And I don't know about taxes, but the insurance is definitely, we can have comparable houses in Georgia. We have North Carolina, and the rates are probably about a third more in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
So they, they're going to be ahead financially coming up here. And I know I expect a lot of people are the same way. Like, I'm going to move to the mountains, I'm going to retire. And you're also going to hopefully save money on your insurance policy as well. I just heard on the news that you may have seen that certain companies have quit writing in the state of Florida, and particularly Farmers Insurance is now not going to be writing new policies in Florida.
Right.
State Farm has quit writing new policies in California. Mm-hmm. I've got a consultant that works with us. He consults all over the country, and he has an agency in California, and one of his carriers pulled out of the state of California. That's left the state, and this agency had 12,000 homeowners policies to rewrite. Can you imagine that?
No, that'd be crazy.
So So the availability of insurance is becoming more restrictive in some of these states, particularly Florida. If you look at, on the news, there's tort reform that just passed in Florida that may help the state of Florida. So we're going to talk more about moving to our area, what to think about insurance-wise when you come here after the break. And this is Mark and Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have a location in Blairsville, Georgia, right across from Home Depot, next to the post office there. We're located in the South State Bank building. We are not part of the bank, but we are actually in the separate wing of the building there. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for all your insurance needs. We also have another second location, which is in Hiawassee, Georgia, right there located on 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the red brick building right next to the hospital called Town Trace. Come by and see us in Hiawassee for all your insurance needs there in Hiawassee as well. And lastly, our last location, which is our main location in Hayesville, North Carolina, is located at 157 Highway 64 West. You can come by and see us there. We're right next to United Community Bank there too. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs. And then we have a location in Murphy. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. We're located on 64 there as well on the main drag. Just go past Arby's on the left. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. You can come by and see us there. We're right past United Community Bank there as well. And we're between that and Burger King there on the main drag there on 515. So come by and see us. You can check us out on the website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can like us on Facebook. And on our website, we have all these podcasts. If you've missed one of those shows, you'd like to hear it, they're on our website, so check it out. Plus, you also can request a quote. We'd love to help you with all your insurance needs.
All righty. So today we're talking about you're moving to a new area. You're moving up to our area, Hayesville, Hiawassee, Blue Ridge, Blairsville. And I think sometimes people, when they move, they end up focusing on the move, which obviously that's what's in front of your face. You're trying to get, mm-hmm. A moving truck. You're trying to get here. And maybe your insurance doesn't get thought about so much.
Right.
And so we're talking about, things to watch out for while you're moving. We talked about when you sell your house, you end up losing your personal liability, and also you lose your contents coverage.
Right.
So what's going to happen to those contents in between here and, say, Florida or Atlanta?
Right.
You want to think about that.
So a lot of times if they're coming from one place to the other and it's not like a lag in time and their one policy is we have them to actually when they get here, if it's in like a few days, keep their homeowner's insurance policy until they transition up. Because when they're in transition, they actually have just a portion of their coverage with them as they're in transition.
So what you do, you have your homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a very simple math here. You can't insure a house that's for $100,000. Let's say you got a $100,000 house. You get 70% of your contents,
which is your coverage,
it derives off the homeowner's policy.
Coverage A.
Let's do $1 million. Take out $1 million house. So you actually would have $700,000 of contents.
So
and then you get 10% of that.
Correct. So if you have your coverage A, which is $1 million, then you have a percentage of that for your
typically 70.
70%, typically, depending on the policy you write. And that's percentage of coverage, which is actually coverage
B. No, coverage C.
C.
Yeah, your other
B
structures.
Is other structure.
Yeah, A is your coverage. A is your home. It was insured for. Coverage C is your contents. You get typically 70%.
Correct. That's right.
So you do have $1 million. That would be $700,000.
Right.
Then you get 10% of that limit for property anywhere in the world. So that'd be $70,000.
Right.
So you can get some coverage off of your homeowner's policy for property anywhere in the world
in transition. Yeah.
So you want to think about that, and also, you can check with your moving company. They probably have what's called, cargo coverage that insured while moving the property. But that's something to think about. Call your agent. Do I have coverage while I'm moving this property? What happens if you're on the I-75 and you look over and the moving truck's on fire and all of your contents are burned up on the side of the road?
Right.
So that's something you want to have insurance for as you come. then some people will take their stuff and put them in a storage facility when they're right. up here. Do you have insurance when you're at your property's insurance in a storage facility as well? Right. That's something to think about. Maybe you're financing you're making that new sale or new, you're not a new sale, but you're making a new purchase. And I can tell you, we had a mortgage broker work with us one time, and he came and worked for sold insurance. And he said, I can tell you, Mark, we could care less about who their insurance is with, how much insurance costs, what covers they had. All we cared about was closing the loan.
Right.
And whoever had the cheapest insurance is what we wanted to go with. And so I think a lot of times people forget about actually the coverages they need. I can tell you, you can probably get a lower rate potentially or less coverage with somewhere else than you can with us, because we don't want to skimp on coverages. I mean, you save money today, and then you find out later I'm not properly covered when the claim time comes. So I think it's a good thing to do. Once you get here, maybe you hurried through getting your insurance quote. Maybe you just got the cheapest rate. Now that you've been here for a year and your policy's getting ready to renew, might be a good time to update your coverages and make sure that I have the proper coverage on my home after I've moved after a year or so.
Plus, with that being said, a lot of people move into an actual house, and maybe they've done improvements since they actually bought the house. So that's something to consider, too,
because well,
that might
point,
be
Kathy.
Something that they need to now make sure it's insured properly, because now they've made it, enhancements or improvements, and now they've added a deck, or now they've added another bedroom, or now they've done, finished the basement, stuff like that. So people don't think about that. You have ever-changing things that you do at your house. People don't realize, oh yeah, I forgot to call them. We updated our bathroom, or we got a new roof, or whatever like that. So make sure you talk to your agent. Take time to go over your stuff with them. A lot of people don't want to be bothered with it, and they're not going to be happy when there's a claim. If we don't know, how do we know to actually insure it?
We can't insure it. We don't know.
Right.
That's a great point, because I bet you that happens all the time. People mm-hmm. move into a house, and then they immediately start fixing it up.
Well, they want to make it their own, so they start doing different things. And we've done that even with our house. Like what it was when we bought it is not the way it is today.
Just like we finished our basement out, or we actually finished part of the basement. We put in washer and dryer. Wow, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
So also, not only do you have your home to think about, and just go through it, you're thinking about if you cancel your homeowner's policy, you lost coverage on your contents, you lost coverage on personal liability. That needs to be addressed. Your property coming up here, is it covered in transit? Is it covered when it's in a storage facility? So we've been through those ideas.
But, of course, if you bought another house and you already have your house insured up here, there's like a little bit of you've already bought the house, you've sold your house, and you're buying a house here, and you've got it. Then when you do your homeowner's policy, you get those coverages back when you have an actual
right.
homeowner's policy.
If you've canceled your homeowner's policy, you're out your contents.
Right.
So we talked about home. We talked about, coming up here. Also, your auto insurance. What
right.
are you going to do with that? Because you're going to have to retitle and tag your vehicle from the out of state into either Georgia
usually
or North Carolina.
Usually they give you about 30 days to transition over. And I know people try to go a little longer, but when you move over, you're supposed to, within 30 days, to go ahead and get your tag and title and get your license changed over. They give you a little grace for that, but that's typically the number one time that they give you to do that.
We can give you the proper documents there to
yes.
go ahead and get your
driver's license,
DMV and mm-hmm. whatnot. The car has got to be insured in the state that it's titled in.
Correct.
So if you have a car registered in North Carolina, the insurance has got to be a North Carolina insurance policy.
Right.
Also, there's things to think about, too, because the coverages that you get in some states may not be exactly the same, particularly when we're talking about uninsured motorists.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, you're able to stack uninsured motorists, which means if you have three cars and $100,000 uninsured motorists, you've got $300,000 of uninsured motorists. Some states may not permit stacking, so you can have a reduction in coverage retitling and tagging your vehicle in the state and getting the same limits as you got, but due to the legal or not, I guess the laws of the state may be different when you
yeah,
come
for
in.
Instance, Georgia's, I mean, North Carolina and Georgia, there's no such thing as no fault here. So Florida people come up and there's that whole thing is no fault. That doesn't apply in Georgia or North Carolina or even Tennessee. So make sure you have your proper coverages that you need when you get to the state that you're in, because it is going to be different.
Yeah, the no fault's almost kind of a joke, because mm-hmm. Florida, I can tell you, it's one of the most litigious states there is. Now, they just had a big overhaul in the state of Florida in December where they have passed tort reform, which hopefully is going to reduce some of the verdicts that in Florida. It's turning into a feeding frenzy. They're doing it also in Georgia as well. And that's becoming a problem with carriers leaving the state.
Right. Like, you know, well, that's what we're afraid of. That there might be a lot of carriers are going to, especially for Georgia and Florida. But thankfully in North Carolina, we're not having seen those situations at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's a, if your companies are, you know, they're a for-profit business, and if they're losing money in the state, they're going to raise their rates, or eventually they're going to start backing off on insuring. And we're seeing that today in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, we want insurance. We want the insurance companies to be solid and provide good choices for consumers in each state that they're in. And it's unfortunate when, you know, you see companies either restricting their coverages or having to raise rates or leave the state. So hopefully that will be the case. So I think we talked about today about the you know, moving up here. There's more to think about. But next week we might talk about some more. And my name is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.